Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Prader Larceny Prevention Unit is encouraging farmers to join the FarmWatch program as part of efforts to curtail the crime across the island. Stay with us to find out more and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here is a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Buckle up! Wearing your seatbelt dramatically reduces your risk of death or serious injury. Ensure that all children are strapped in appropriate child restraints. Safety restraint systems save lives. Make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
Local farmers are being encouraged to join the FarmWatch program in their communities to fight against Prader Larceny. The FarmWatch program is a joint effort between the Community Safety and Security Branch, CSSB, and the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. It provides support to farmers on how to be proactive in securing themselves and their farm produce and ensure sustainability and food security in Jamaica.
What we're encouraging farmers to do is to become a part of this program that is similar in nature to the Neighborhood Watch, where we gather persons together who craft strategies depending on the location, depending on the situation, to fight against Prader Larceny. There's strength in numbers. And if farmers are able to come together, express their concerns, we will provide advice on safety tips, we'll provide security advice, I'll provide security surveys, and provide you with options as it relates to protecting yourself, your livelihood, your community, and your investment.
Head of the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit, Deputy Superintendent of Police, Kevin Francis. If you're interested in becoming a member of the FarmWatch program in your community, you can contact the nearest police station, the CSSB, or the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit.
We are grateful for the farmers in this country to continue to provide us with subsistence to feed our families and, on a greater scale, to provide us with food security for this country. We want to thank them for their efforts and let them know we're going to continue our efforts working with them and to protecting them for 2016 and beyond.
And the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit is warning consumers to be extra careful when buying goat meat during the festive season. The appeal comes in the wake of reports that thieves slaughtered 35 goats, including some that were pregnant, on a farm in Irwin, St. James. The unit says pregnant animals must not be slaughtered unless inspected and approved in writing by a registered veterinarian, as well as a public health inspector, that the meat is fit for human consumption.
Outside of that protocol, you're a veterinary surgeon or a public health official, go ahead and do that inspection. No animal shall be slaughtered that is considered to be pregnant. And this is under the Livestock Control Order and also under the Public Health Act.
DSP Francis says consuming the meat of pregnant animals can lead to health problems.
When animals are pregnant, progesterone, you have other hormones that interact for the development of that fetus. And with the mixture of these hormones into the system of that animal, it would not be considered fit for human consumption at that time.
Head of the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit, Deputy Superintendent of Police, Kevin Francis. And now for our proverb of the day. When man idle, him go a pasture, go tell cow how they do. Translation: when a man is idling, he goes to the pasture and tells the cows hello. And this means, the devil finds work for idle hands. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.